and Kelly Morning After on KPNT HD2, Collinsville, St. Louis.
Cheetos, Fritos, Mojitos, and the Senoritos, Fromios, and Trios with the Jalapenos, Tacos from Pacos with Panchos, Nachos, Churros, Rancheros, and some Kenyaneros. I'm out. Adios, amigos.
We put this stuff on everything, our burgers and our fries, and don't forget your chicken wings. It was celebrated today. This one's for the mayo.
There you have it. Cinco de Mayo anthem. Best thing out there right now, no doubt about it.
Cinco de Mayo, April?
Yep.
Did you really ask that question?
I don't even know.
Is it in April or March?
Cinco de Mayo?
It's in March.
Yeah.
Cinco de Mayo.
It's Cinco de Mayo, March or April?
Translate directly to the 5th of May.
Right. Oh, May.
That's what Mayo is.
I think we did this last year.
Did we?
Sketches and bits. Sketches and bits.
No, I really didn't know.
Pepperoncini.
I don't pay attention.
Come on in. The water's warm. You're listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 105.7 HD2 FM on TMASTL.com. The all-new The Morning After STL app. Download it. Jackson, what's our Gallup poll today? Do we have a Gallup poll?
We can't.
Do you think Auburn will cover 13.5?
It's a nice Gallup poll, Doug.
Boy, that's a nice poll, but it's not Gallup. It has to be done by the Gallup.
I'll throw it up there.
We got listener rewards. What, we autograph some merch and we're giving away concert tickets when you sign up for listener rewards on the app?
Really?
How about that?
Yep.
What concert? You know what concert, Jackson?
I don't. I don't know the exact. I know. I think it's in February. The concert's in February.
Miggy, who's coming to town in February? You're a concert aficionado.
I don't know. Okay. A lot of them. I know Casey's birthday party was announced.
That'll be in August.
You going to be invited to that?
Oh, I'm sure we'll all be invited.
I don't know.
The good thing here is that all employees can get concert tickets. I think there's a sign-up sheet on a couple of doors, and you just put down what concert you want.
Oh, is that right?
Your name and
really?
How about that?
Yeah. I don't know if you get them all the time, depending on sales, but you just put your name down and say, hey, I would like two for this, whatever. And if they're available, they get them. My niece wanted to go to, and I really hate asking for stuff this early in employment.
No.
You know,
I asked for vacation time the first day we were here.
Yeah. But my niece wanted tickets for the Monster Jam truck thing. I just emailed Anna. And I said, if you have any available. And she emailed me at 5:30 and said, I have five for you.
Boom.
Huh.
Wow.
Great people. I mean, I've gone overboard, but I'm so happy we're here. People couldn't be better.
No, they could not be nicer.
Speaking of my niece, happy birthday, Jessica.
Happy birthday, Jessica.
It's her birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Now, you've complained about people who've said that in the past.
Well, yes, married people, you could just roll over and say, happy birthday, honey. I don't live with my niece, so.
No, but you could just call her and say happy birthday. See, happy birthday to my son once, and you said, well, why don't you just tell him happy birthday?
Well, yeah, he lived with you. I don't live with Jessica.
He doesn't live with me. No, he doesn't.
He did at the time.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
All right, I gave you a pass anyway.
Okay.
But, yes, happy birthday, Jessica. Love you.
Okay.
Hey, Jessica.
She's
like
a sweetheart.
Double standard.
Doug, the theme in the early portion of the second segment, happy birthday, Jessica, Iggy's niece, and we love the people at Hubbard, which is true.
Yeah, we sure do.
My mic's loose. I got to shove it in again.
Yeah, in my mouth again. Every time you move it, my mic
moves.
Yeah,
it does. Notice that now that I'm watching me.
You're going to start doing it on purpose now.
No. I feel terribly that the thing's loose.
You're on the same bracket or tripod.
We are on the same. It's my nurse. Can my nurse?
While you're fixing that, I made record time today. I wanted to get here on a day when every light was green to see how long it took me.
Oh, did you hit it?
I hit every green light today.
What did it take you? I'm going to say 2.5.
Just over 3 minutes.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. And I can tell as soon as I merge onto 270 from Page, I can see the light on Olive. I can see it that far. If it's red when I'm halfway in the exit lane to Olive, if it's still red, I know I'm going to hit it. But if I make that turn and I'm getting on to 270 and I see it's green already, I'm screwed. Because that light's like 2.5, 3 minutes long.
Did I see there was a shooting at your apartment complex last week?
I heard the shot.
Oh, you did?
No way.
I was outside smoking and I heard a pew. I said, that was a gunshot. That wasn't a firecracker. And then I saw on the news where some guy got shot like right across the grass.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought that the way they described it, it sounded like your complex.
Yeah, it was right across. I could probably hit maybe a 6-iron.
Well, you're hitting your 6-iron right now.
If I flush it. 6-iron. 6-iron, I can get a buck 60. Yeah, my 5-iron's usually a buck 75, so about a buck 60.
The cops didn't even realize at the time they're feet away from a sunflower patch.
Yeah.
I could tell. All that evidence right there.
I could tell it was a pistol. It wasn't a shotgun. It was a pistol blast.
And was the person hit?
Yeah, I think they took him to the hospital. I think he's fine, but the guy was, I think it was two teenagers. Maybe it's the kids that decided to use my chairs every day.
Or the ones that stole your steaks.
I don't know. There's not a lot of crime in my neighborhood.
Just shootings.
Right.
Well, that one, yeah, but it's not like it happens every day.
Somebody cleaned out the apartment of an Asian gentleman who returned back to the Pacific Rim.
They're still looking for the culprits.
Yeah. You mentioned he moved back to the Pacific Rim. He wasn't coming back.
Well, Bearcats isn't happy with the show, and he says, great radio, Iggy learning stoplight synchronization on the air. Thanks. That's from Bearcats.
Well, I just threw it out there while Tim was fixing his mic, dumbass. What did that take, 5 minutes, 5 seconds of your day? You got nothing else to do. I know there's still some soda stains on table 5. Clean that up.
Oh,
you got the lunch crowd coming in pretty soon, and that table's a mess.
Well, for you to live 3 minutes from work, that's pretty darn convenient. Think of all the gas you'll save by such a short commute.
Since I've been driving the Toyota Corolla, which is a hybrid,
well, sure.
I've put gas in this car once.
One time.
And I've had this car almost 4 weeks now.
Why don't you walk to work if it's so close?
I ain't doing that.
Oh.
I want to get a Vespa in the spring and summer and fall, take the Vespa to work.
You look good
in a moped. I had one for Bruno. Well, it was a Honda 50cc, not really a moped, but... I would like a Vespa.
Would you?
Yeah, maybe we'll work on it.
Nice.
Okay.
Type away. Jake.
Maybe with concert tickets, someone here could give you a Vespa.
I'm gonna try to find a silent keyboard.
Or like, just pot your mic down.
I can't pot my own mic down.
Doug, who has the pot?
I guess Palsy's got it. Pot him down.
I thought we worked out where we can pot you down, and then you can hit the talk back and just tell Palsy in his ear, pot me up.
Honestly, I think the Nat sound is needed.
Yeah.
When I type my laptop, it's so silent, you know.
There can't be that many show notes. We haven't done anything in the last 5 minutes.
I like thorough show notes because when you, like me, like going back and Palsy cutting up best ofs, the more thorough, the better.
Yes, we have.
And it sounds like we're right smack dab in the middle of the newsroom. When he's typing like that,
between the typing,
we're not getting
and
beat on breaking news. I know that.
TLTD, typing like the Dickens. Mm-hmm. Hey, coming up here in a matter of moments, Iggy versus Doug, week 4 of 2022. Doug, we head to Torrey Pines for the Farmers. And it'll get underway tomorrow as they move up the event so as to not go up against the AFC and NFC championships this Sunday. So everything gets underway Wednesday. For those of you who like to gamble and play daily fantasy sports, get your rosters in here soon because they'll be teeing off tomorrow, not Thursday. And get your emails in for our design, air, heating, and cooling email today, the morning after, at InsideSTL.com. James Carlton of the Carlton State Farm Insurance Agency is my insurance agent. I would like to recommend him to our audience. 314-961-4800 or go online at carltoninsurance.net. Get on board with the best. I made the switch to James Carlton a couple years ago and could not be happier that I did. He and his staff practice customer service and perfect it every single day. At 9 o'clock, you call that office, you're talking to somebody about home, life, auto, and they make the switch easy for you. They do the paperwork, and I couldn't be happier than I am a James Carlton State Farm Insurance Agency client. Everybody's got an insurance person or an insurance company, but not everybody is doing what James Carlton and his staff is doing in Webster Groves. They really are the best. They are my insurance agency. 314-961-4800 or go online at carltoninsurance.net. If your insurance costs a leg and an arm, call James Carlton State Farm. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Iggy versus Doug, the Munganest Daily Fantasy Sports Showdown. Munganast at stlouisacura.com and altontoyota.com. Plowhawk, you're working with them again, aren't you?
Of course.
You've got your car. You got two different cars getting repaired at Munganast?
Got a battery for the van. I need to get a starter now for the CRV. They're amazing. Clayton has just been perfect. Karen as well. They couldn't be nicer. Got my car towed there yesterday.
My goodness.
And they're going to assess it today. Mm. And I got to go get a rental car as well since we have to return Madison's dad's bug. So we've been using that while we kind of get all this taken care of. Going from two car to one car with needing two cars is
that's tough.
Hard.
Yeah. Well, that is rough,
you
man.
You could use a Vespa yourself.
But Munganast is obviously perfect. They're taking care of it.
stlouisacura.com, altontoyota.com. I'm happy to make the connection for you to anybody at Munganast. Email me, tmckernan@insidestl.com. Or DM me on social media, T. McKernan on Twitter, Timothy Michael McKernan on Instagram, Timothy Michael McKernan on Facebook. Munganast, the best, and the sponsor of our Daily Fantasy Sports Showdown. Doug, we head to Torrey Pines, and this event will be covered in prime time on CBS on the network on Friday. Really an incredible field. What did you say, six of the top 10 players in the world are in the field?
Well, I didn't say that. I haven't looked at all. Okay. I don't know.
Yeah, good field.
Do you have one already?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was a little confused because I was looking, I was working on pick six as well for golf. And I don't know if they just didn't change it or not, but it has the date of this week for the, I guess, that new Norman thing in Abu Dhabi.
Mm.
And it has Victor Hovland in the field, but it also has Victor Hovland in the field at Torrey Pines, I believe.
Doug, is Victor Hovland playing in both Abu Dhabi and...
No.
I don't see him in the field.
No, I thought I saw him yesterday. Maybe I'm wrong.
I just typed his name in and he didn't pop up.
No, I thought I saw him up there.
It'd be a hell of a story if he played both events.
Well, that's a long flight between shots.
Right.
a lot of good players are playing in this Norman thing. Unless this is, maybe this is the European Tour back in action. Because last week, I thought they were in Abu Dhabi and it was the Greg Norman thing.
Well, you have Rahm, Justin Thomas, Matsuyama, Dustin Johnson, Xander Schauffele, Bryson, Koepka, Spieth, Finau, Zalatoris.
Taylor Pendrith.
And Taylor Pendrith.
Did you pick him already?
It's a hell of a field.
I'm looking at the field right here.
So, Jackson, how did you allocate is every single player in the field in the Kirkland box? Or?
No. Nobody below 6,500, except for the bastard Sepstraka.
That bastard!
Yeah. Dangerous player, though.
He had some good tournaments.
Iggy has won two in a row. He's really won comfortably here the last 2 weeks.
Well, he gets to pick his players.
And you have to start to wonder if his research and the algorithm that he is running is becoming something other people are going to listen and try to duplicate because he's on a heater. Iggy, how much confidence do you have going into this week after your research?
Well, it wasn't a lot of research. I didn't have a lot of data out there. I just went for guys that have played well here in the past and, if not here, have played well on the West Coast. And I look for guys that are playing well coming in. So that's what I went with this week. No big deal. But I like my roster.
You want good players this week.
You ask the same question every week.
Well, it depends.
It depends. If I want to get a high 10, 11,000 salaried guy in there, I'm going to play some scrubs down in the 6,000s.
Yeah, well, sure.
But this week I didn't. This week I kind of matched it up. I got 2 7s, 2 8s, and 2 9,000s.
Okay.
So I kind of little bit of everything.
This is going to be fun.
Well, exciting.
My lowest priced player, I think, finished third last week or second. So I'll start off.
You have honors after last week's performance.
I'm going with him only because he's had a couple of nice finishes here, and he played well last week. He cost me last week. I had John Rahm as my high European, and he lost to Molinari. Mm-hmm. So I'm going with Francesco Molinari.
Wow, Doug, you think you're going to see a lot of ownership on Molinari this week after
what was
a very impressive performance? My numbers have him at 6.1% ownership. At 7,600. So I would have thought he would be higher owned than that after last week. 7,600, Francesco Molinari, and he won the Open in 2018.
Yeah, it's the last thing he won. Really hasn't done anything since then.
Well, he was leading at the turn at the Masters in 2019, and here comes the man in red, Eldrick Tiger Woods.
I think if it's possible for me to pick players that put me over the salary cap, if I'm well under the salary cap, I should also get to pick somebody.
No, we're not changing the rules for you.
Yeah, I think we are.
You're picking out of a box.
Right.
If you go over, we can't put you into the game because you're over the price salary cap. There's nothing we can do about that. You have to pick to fit it.
Then I'll just pick one player to get rid of.
No, we're not doing that. You pick your six players, and that's who you got.
That's exactly what
we're changing the rules.
You can watch this on YouTube.com/TMASTL and talk it over with Friends of the Feather. Doug's first pick for this week's...
Vincent Whaley.
Yeah. Vincent Whaley.
Vincent Whaley.
Doug, Vincent Whaley, a player who made it to the weekend last week.
6,800.
What a trash.
I like that pick.
That's the one you wanted. You said if I could start off the lineup with Vincent Whaley, he's going to be owned by 5.7%. So that is falling under the category of cheap chalk. Cheap chalk. Higgy, what do we have next?
I'll stay in the 7,000s, a little bit ahead of Molinari, but a guy that has played here well in the past, and he played well last week. I think he's made like seven straight cuts. I'm going with Lanto Griffin.
Lanto Griffin.
Boy, he has played well at Torrey Pines, Doug, and Iggy is really sending a message early. Now, he is expected to be owned by more than 20% of the field. Doug, does that concern you?
No, I don't care.
Okay.
No, I really don't.
Well, the Kirkland box is out. The Kirkland box is up, and the pick is in. We will go to the commissioner for the second round selection.
Cameron Champ.
I mean, want distance on this golf course. Iggy, Cameron Champ.
But you need
Champ.
Accuracy, too.
Yeah.
Cam's a bomber, but hasn't been playing well as of late.
Well, I'm happy to have him.
7,100. Doug definitely has some room for some big names, but only projected to be owned by 0.1% of the field. So this is kind of Doug zigging, whereas everybody else is zagging.
Yeah. All right, let's go into the 8,000s. I'm playing this guy for one reason only, because he plays well here. That's it. He plays well here. Ryan Palmer.
Ryan Palmer has played so well at Torrey Pines, Doug.
So well.
And did you say he was 33rd on the tour last year in driving distance at age 45? Kind of surprising, but, well, the Texan can still strike the golf ball, can he?
Hits it straight and gets it out there 300.
I don't know if he can or not. Well, Patrick Reed.
Preed, the defending champion. Nobody has a higher approval rating out on tour. The galleries always following him closely just to make sure he's not playing lift, clean, and replace when it is not lift, clean, and replace. Patrick Reed, defending champion.
Honest mistake.
Oh, is he really?
And he is he's going to be owned by 10.9% of the field. People don't like to pick him because they don't like to cheer for him. Iggy, what is your next pick?
This is just kind of a hunch. No really big record here. I think he had one good year. He played well here. But he's been playing well since he came off that second win. I'm going with Max Homa.
Max Homa?
You always lower your voice when you say the name. Like, well, of course.
Max Homa. I'm just going with Max. It's just kind of a hunch.
Okay. Max Homa.
Producer Joe is listening to the show. Hold on a second, Doug, before you go. Since 2000, the average driving accuracy rank for winners of the Farmers Insurance Open is just 36.5. That's the second lowest of any PGA Tour course in that span, behind only Riviera. So he needs accuracy, huh? That's Producer Joe.
How about that?
Just living in your head, aren't I? Rent-free living in your head.
How about that?
How about you said it yesterday after I looked up something, and I'll say the same thing to you, dumbass.
Ah, come on. Watch your language.
Doug needs a big pick here.
Wyndham Clark.
Oh, boy.
Played well last week.
The next two picks are maybe the most important picks in the history of drafting out.
I think he had a top 20 last week, didn't he?
Wyndham Clark, yeah, sure.
Wyndham Clark, you can get him if you'd like for 7,200.
Yeah.
3.7% ownership projection is what I'm seeing. I mean, that's what I'm seeing.
That's just a bigger payoff when he wins.
Yep. Yeah, you have a lot of leverage on the field right now with this roster. I don't think you're going to have a lot of duplicate rosters.
All right, let's go into 9,000s for my last two. I think I'm going to use him in pick six, too, as far as low Australian.
Low Australian, Doug. He won here 2 years ago, didn't he?
Loves this course. This guy can get it out there. Joe, why don't you go look this up? A little iffy on his irons sometimes, but I'm going with Mark Leishman.
Mark Leishman, Doug. He spells his name M-A-R-C, like Mark Bulger did, didn't he? That's fun. Isn't that fun?
Yeah, it's good times. Good, good times.
Box them.
Okay. Corey Connors.
Wow, what a ball striker. What a ball striker. Disappointing week last week for Corey Connors. So surprising when he doesn't play well because of his ability to strike the ball. Iggy, are you concerned by that pick?
Yeah, because I don't have him. Last week I had him on my team, and he missed the cut by 3 shots.
Oh,
week before, Joe had him in the top 20. I think he finished 4th. I'm not playing him this week, so expect a top 10.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, good pick by you. A lot of effort
there. I can't tell. I just closed my eyes.
Producer Joe is still listening to the show.
Sure he is.
And he said if the tournament starts tomorrow, he can't play any of these for pick 6. I'm sure he will have a solid excuse, though.
That's right. I can't. I can't do any golf tomorrow, can I?
Why not?
I wasn't thinking. I mean, how they play on Wednesday so often, Joe. I should be used to that by now. Yeah, I guess I'm going to have to play football. Why don't we just...
Make another pick.
Why don't we do pick 6 tonight?
Make another one.
I think I'm going to have a baby tonight.
Oh. Come on, just zoom.
Get your picks in tonight. I'd hate to have not have...
Make
you
your
forget
last
to,
pick.
You forget to do it, and then we do the pick 6, and you don't have your picks in, and you forfeit 3.
You're I don't really want pulling
this,
for me against
I
Tiger.
Don't want this a-hole to win. So, please, pick.
So pick.
Yeah, my final. I think everybody knows who my final pick
Doug
is.
How do we know? How do we possibly know who your
nobody,
last pick is?
Nobody has played well as this guy in the last 5 tournaments out of Torrey Pines. I'm going with Tony Finau.
Known for being able to handle the pressure late on Sundays.
I think we all knew that. All knew who you'd pick. How would we know?
But he got that FedEx Cup win in there, so.
On a Monday in front of nobody.
Matsuyama.
Oh, and a response. Oh, and a response.
You put that right on
he
top.
He had to have
right
it.
Up, didn't you?
He had to have So, Iggy, you think that the Plowhawk plays Hideki Matsuyama?
Well, look at those. None of those are folded, are they? None of them are folded. Look, you can see the names right there. So when you go like this and just put that thing right on the side of the box for Doug. Pick that.
If we need to go, we do have tape now, so we can go back to the tape. I did not.
I'm just kidding. I mean, you're going to get your ass kicked anyway, don't matter.
Well, let's take a look at the rosters. Hideki at 13% ownership is what I'm seeing here, Doug. So what are we looking at?
Iggy has Francesco Molinari, Lanto Griffin, Ryan Palmer, Max Homa, Mark Leishman, and Tony Finau, where he be now.
Lanto Griffin and Tony Finau, the 2 highest projected ownerships in the tournament. How about that? That's surprising for Lanto Griffin to be that high, but I guess he's inexpensive.
I think he just played chalky. So well last week. Yeah. And
Doug, you say he's chalky?
Chalky. Yeah.
I don't look at that. I really don't.
And then Doug has Cam Champ, Wyndham Clark, Corey Connors, Hideki Matsuyama, P. Reed, and Vincent Whaley.
It's not as bad as I thought it was now that I hear it.
Yeah, with those 3 picks of Matsuyama.
Preed.
And...
Arnell Coles, Corey Connors.
Yeah. Corey Connors. I think Cameron Champ can, he can pop up in a week and just surprise a lot of people.
Yes, he can.
That traffic cone just said on your show that Leishman gets it out there. He was 124th in driving distance last year. Come on! That's from GMO in Orlando.
I would guess that's not correct.
Doug, you have the driving distances in front of you.
I don't have them. I don't.
I tweet out the lineups.
I guarantee he's well over 300. So what is it, from 124 to 10? 4 yards? 5 yards? If you're in the top 150 in driving distance, you get it out there. Is he at Bryson DeChambeau hitting at 350? No. But he gets it out there.
Guys, we have a bot spamming the YouTube chat. Come on, Jackson, handle this. That's from Stubby Applause.
Let me take a look-see.
Doug, there is a bot in the YouTube chat.
What are they doing?
Yeah.
What are they doing?
Watch this.
So what do you do?
Clarky.
You can take them out?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'd like to know Leishman's driving distance, please.
Oh, gosh. Well, you got a phone, but I'll stop and look it up.
Well, I guarantee it's over 300. If it's over 300, you're getting it out there.
Oh, boy.
I didn't say he was getting it out there past Bryson DeChambeau.
How many of them are not hitting at 300?
Not many of them. Zach Johnson's probably averaging 290.
His average distance is 305.60.
Right there. That's getting it out there. So,
you want to issue a statement to GMO in Orlando?
Yeah, go away. 303 is getting it out there.
That's hilarious.
Guess who is number one?
Bryson DeChambeau.
Cam Champ.
Not according to this. A fellow by the name of Cameron Young.
Cameron Young, who was in the mix last week in Palm Springs.
320.70.
Wow.
All right, so 17 yards past Leishman, and he's one, and Leishman is 125. Like I said, not a lot separating one through 150. So if you want to continue to argue golf with me, we can do that.
Oh, put your money where your golf
is. GMO in Orlando, you're welcome to call in and defend yourself. 636-9004-TMA. Right now, the phone lines are jammed with attractive, bi-curious women in their 20s and 30s.
And we've decided not to go to them.
We just don't want to go to them because, well, we have the sponsored segment presented by Munganess, the Daily Fantasy Sports Showdown. Doug, you got to feel good about that lineup that you just drafted.
Yeah, well, they don't all get it out there at 300 yards. There's a lot of them, about 290.
I didn't say they all do. I said Leishman did.
I did. I thought they all got it out there 300 yards, but they don't.
No, there's some that don't.
The lowest is old, well, now my phone's not cooperating.
Zach Johnson?
Come on, phone!
He was 293.8 last year. That's GMO in Orlando.
It wasn't him. It was somebody I'd never heard of.
GMO
in Orlando.
What did he say?
He said he drove at 293.8 last year.
Well, this is William McGirt.
We just heard 303, so.
Who?
William McGirt, 286.1.
And he's a tour player?
That's what it says, PGA Tour driving distance.
Bills Tour?
Bill's Tour, that's correct. Bill's Tour. It's a mini tour in Florida on the Gulf side. Jackson, the bots are taking over YouTube. That's from Too Fat to Kayak.
So.
Oh, I see that. Now it says message deleted.
Yeah, and the user's been hidden, so I really kind of, you know, stopped that in its tracks. Someone's calling in, so if you could pop me a call.
Okay, we'll
Doug,
see you later.
It's another bi-curious female listener.
Joe Wright is coming. I may be taping Becky Lynch tomorrow.
Excuse me?
I may be taping an interview with Becky Lynch tomorrow.
Doug, she's the man.
Is she? She's not the one that looks like a man.
No, she's...
There's a couple of those now.
You know, I've decided it doesn't matter looks. I would probably go out with an Irish girl just for the accent.
All right. You like the brogue.
God, I love the accent on Irish women.
Dolores O'Riordan.
Yes. Hot.
GMO in Orlando's on hold.
GMO in Orlando joins us now. We're going to move him ahead of the bi-curious females on hold. Good morning, GMO.
Hey, good morning. Let's talk about this driving distance.
Flip that off.
You ever been to the friendly confines?
I haven't, Iggy. Actually, I've thought about driving up there. It's about 30 minutes away because it's up in Lake Mary.
Yep.
I'm over in the Lake Nona area, but I just didn't want to go, and then your sister not be there, so I haven't made it up.
Okay, I don't know her schedule.
She worked during the week.
Yeah, lunchtime. She works some lunches. She works some evenings. So I don't know what days.
Possibility.
Well, go up there and have fun. If she's there, she's there. If not, you have a great lunch or dinner.
It's always on the radar.
All right, buddy. Let's talk distance.
All right, 2021. Tour average, 296.2. All right. Number 10, 311.6, Brandon Hagee. 124.
You're going to go down all top 10 with the numbers?
Nice. Mark Leishman, 293.8. So he was less than the tour average. I would not say that's getting it out there.
What's that noise?
He is.
What's that noise?
Jawbreaker? You don't know. Again, you don't know what tournaments he played. You know, every tournament has their two driving holes. You know, maybe there was one that he didn't play that the average drive on that hole was 340. They're all bombing it. He doesn't play that course. He doesn't play that tournament. You know, so you don't know. You take everything in effect. But if you tell me the guy can't get it out there, you're wrong.
Well, he can't. He's below the tour average.
Oh, God.
You've had enough of this guy.
Doug just said 303, so I don't know what you're looking at.
That might be 2022, where they've played a total of three events.
Doug, is that 2022, the stats you have in front of you?
Well, he gets it out there for what I'm looking at. This tournament's in 2022, so I'm looking at what he's doing.
Okay.
Stop living in the past.
Let's take it off, you know.
There's no difference between 303 and 315, which will separate about 80 players, 90 players by 10 yards. You know, guys that don't get it out there is Kevin Kisner. But he still probably hits a 290. So you're going to tell me Kistner's as long as Mark Leishman?
He's within 1 yard. Yeah. Or he's within 1 yard, 2 yards?
Yeah, have you ever heard,
1 yard or 2 yards between
have you ever heard Leishman say,
Leishman.
I can't play these courses because I can't get it out there? Kistner said that. He said, I can't win majors because I can't get it out there far enough. You think Leishman's ever said that? And he's 2 yards behind Kistner?
It's facts. Facts. I know we don't like facts, but that's what the numbers show.
All right, well, he gets it out there. Whether you think it's 293 or 303 or whatever, you're talking 5-6 yards. Yeah, that's going to cost him. Distance isn't a problem with Leishman. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
When he has to hit it out there, he does. Maybe he hits a lot of par. Maybe the tournaments he played last year, he's hitting 3 woods off of the par fives. He doesn't need to.
Right. Below the tour average, 124th in the standings.
Again, did you hear what I said? Until you give me that, go through all the tournaments he played and find out what the driving holes were. And a lot of these guys hit it far enough that they don't need to hit driver. They'd rather have accuracy on par fives than hit 3 woods.
Okay.
So a guy wants to hit driver, hits a 340. I'm just going to lay it up, and I'm still going to have 220 to the par five. I'm going to hit 3 wood, and I'm going to hit a 290.
I don't believe so.
Who cares?
But you don't know.
You're right. Okay. Doug, good luck this week.
Well, thank yous. Thank yous.
Doug, that was GMO in Orlando, not happy with the driving distance statistics. Iggy was advocating on behalf of Mark Leishman.
He was not happy with the responses. You could just tell in his tone. He's like, ugh.
Wasn't it Leishman that gave a shout-out to Tim for picking him at the PGA?
Yeah, Mark and I have played a few rounds together, and he appreciates my ability to really put 158 pounds and just really my torque. Let's take a pull up, Doug, with the 2018 Fan Page Club Championship.
This is hole six.
Totally different. Totally different swing than you have now.
Yeah, what happened, do you think, here? Let's line up the swing from 2021 and the swing from 2018. Doug, what do you see as the difference?
Torque.
Yeah.
I see a difference in
swing torque. Seems to be more on plane, doesn't swing it? Watch plane. The club. The takeaway is so different. I wonder why.
Well, a lot slower back. Takeaway? You're not worried about trying to smash it. You're not trying to get a 200-mile-an-hour ball speed.
Yeah.
You're taking it back slower and just one fluid motion, not trying to whip it.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. I don't know if I'll qualify for the U.S. Open this year.
I'm guessing no.
What?
I would guess no. I mean, you haven't qualified for a PGA event yet, have you?
Well, he hasn't tried.
Thank you. Thank you for the delicious answer.
If he ever wants to.
Zero. It's not like exactly. He has a losing record in the PGA.
Well, I could say that, too.
I mean, if there's ever a PGA Tour event here, a regular event, I guarantee you Tim will try and go out Monday qualifying. Yep. Probably make a couple.
Yeah. A lot of three handicaps out on tour.
I'd like to see you have the pressure of going.
There are, if you look at some of the scores on.
You think some of the guys playing here have three handicaps that somehow have snuck through the cracks?
No way.
If I had to play one of those PGA Tour tournament courses right
from
now.
From the tips?
I'd shoot 170.
Oh, I would shoot 200. There's some, and some of those courses, the tips, I couldn't even make it to, like, the fairway. You know how, like, there's that weeds and grass
yeah.
between.
Oh, yeah. If you play desert golf, sometimes you have to carry it 240 just to get it over the rocks.
Yeah, I would
rocks.
Have to lay up on every.
And now you're dealing with snakes and things.
Mm.
We saw
newts.
Snakes in Montana.
Newts.
It freaked me out. But apparently Montana has zero poisonous snakes.
Really?
Yeah. That's what my brother-in-law said.
Good morning, guys. I would like to make an announcement. I will never go back to Florida because this dildo lives there. Hey, G-Mo, go hop in the Everglades wearing a chicken meat suit. I ate my balls. You ready for this?
Oh, he's all right.
Chicken. They sell chicken meat suits?
In Orlando?
In the Everglades, they do.
I don't think so.
Lady Gaga.
I suppose. Gators are getting.
Gators eat chicken? They eat pretty much anything, don't they?
Oh, gators love chicken.
Yeah.
Is there a lot of chickens running around the Everglades?
Not anymore.
Mm-mm. I've been watching a lot of animal documentaries and seeing anacondas in the water and like where they stay. That's pretty freaky to ever swim again.
Oh, yeah. Stay out of the water.
Where they can fit in these little banks and these cracks and they're undetected.
It's a great movie with J-Lo and Ice Cube.
If you're in the Amazon, stay out of the water.
Remember, we almost got
Oh, some horrible
You don't know
beast.
What that was.
Had
wild boar duck?
Up in its sights.
That was the scariest day of my life.
Mm.
We about died in the Everglades.
I saw dead relatives.
It was probably nothing. You didn't see anything. You heard a noise, and you just assumed it was something
beast. Oh, it was beast right by us, letting us know.
I'm glad I didn't see it.
It's probably one of those cranes.
When I lived in Florida, they were always like, we should go take a tour through the Everglades. I said, no, thank
That's
you.
Nightmare. I couldn't even stay in there for 24 hours.
It
I don't
was
know.
Hot and ride that
I'd love to get on an airboat through the Everglades.
No, thanks. That thing breaks down and you're one-on-one versus
snakes
an alligator.
Snakes hang from tree? Like, dude, no way, man. No way.
Well, it's not coming in the airboat. If you break down, you just call somebody and say, hey, we broke down. Send somebody out. You're sitting in the thing.
Go with Gmo.
What if you can't get cell service?
Well, somebody will come by eventually.
What if your phone got wet?
Well, you're making up all kinds of excuses.
Hop in the
you're not going to have any fun if you, what happens if this happens and if this happens and this happens, then we get an alligator. We better not go.
Yeah, but there's not many other settings where if things go wrong, you get eaten by a dinosaur.
on the count of three, everyone besides Pockets, move away from your mic. Yeah. We can finally prove he's the heavy breather. That's from Harrison's brother, Master.
Okay.
Doug, I've backed away.
Me too.
You can see it on YouTube.
Oh, am I supposed to stand in front of the mic?
No. Right. Far away.
Now, give a take and so we can hear the natural breathing.
Again, happy birthday to my niece, Jessica. Happy birthday, sweetie. Love you. Maybe we'll have dinner this Sunday. Now, you just...
I heard it.
You just... Hopefully, you can see the YouTube. He just got right in front of the microphone.
I thought that was Jackson.
What? I'm like 40 feet away.
Okay.
No, I think Doug just got right... And
I
then
heard
moved
a
away.
Big one.
That was Doug. Well, we all breathe. I'm getting tired of this BS. I almost said the word, too.
You about had it with many of the listeners.
I mean, like
your co-hosts.
It's just the same thing every day.
Well, that's the show.
I'm just going to start blocking all of you. I got tired of Beer Cat's weather thing. I blocked him. I'm getting tired of this, too, and the nervous stuff. Although Nikki Glaser didn't help the matter anyway.
I think you'll get over the nerves.
Guys, Freddie Freeman would probably take the Monday qualifier spot with his +4. The fact that he shot an 85 from the white tees at Gateway was just an outlier round.
Well, he felt the nerves. He felt the nerves playing alongside me. Were you in that match too, Tim?
I was not.
No. Well, hello, he felt the
Joe
nerves.
Grande.
One of my favorite moments in fan page history was the response like it was Buster Douglas beating Mike Tyson when Iggy beat Freddie Freeman. I'm just like, this guy, Iggy can do no wrong in these people's eyes, including beating a guy who is a +4 who shot an 85 from the white tee.
He took me to 18.
Who was this?
Freddie Freeman. He was in the Fan Page Club Championship. Raby did a deep dive on it. I can't recall what the deal was, but was he a scratch golfer?
I think it was a +3, according to his handicap.
His gin said like he was like he had like no higher score than like a 73, and he went out and shot
85 from the white tee.
Well, he got some.
What
did Raby
call him? The People's Eight.
He got some bad breaks. I mean, he was driving the ball through fairways into the long stuff.
I don't think a +3 could shoot an 85 from the white tees at Gateway.
Would your handicap even allow it? Like, you couldn't take more than like a 5 on a +3.
I think we decided he wasn't a 3.
No, but I thought it was a +3.
Yeah, but he wasn't an 8 either.
Wait, a +3?
I saw his swing. It wasn't.
Iggy beat a +3.
Okay, now I understood. I
saw his swing, too. It wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad, but it wasn't a +3 swing.
Well, we said there's no way he's a +3. He even said, I'm not a +3, but your handicap says +3.
Right, so that's the only thing I can really go
Skip Berkmeyer is listening to the show. He just texted me, it's not possible.
Yeah, there's no way. I'm shocked. I thought a 3.
I would love to be out there with Skip playing the white tees at Gateway when he fires an 85.
Oh, God.
Yeah, have those two play. I would ship my bankroll on Skip to win by 10 plus. Yeah,
the people's 8.
85 sounds pretty good to me.
That's what I'm saying. If I can hit 85, I'm blessed.
Maybe he was afraid to beat me.
Why? Because of all the negative press you would get?
Yeah, never live it down.
That was really important.
Who was that in the background?
That was Producer Joe.
Joe yawning again for an interview. I think it's always really good.
Who was that?
Producer Joe yawning. I don't know who you were interviewing.
Play that again.
James Carville.
That was really important to me. And
I don't know if you knew his mic was on. Or he didn't care. Broad Joe, you can't really tell.
Guys, emphysema Iggy sounds like Darth Vader on the mic. Smoke another one, Boots. That's from the 618. I don't hear any of the breathing.
No,
I don't.
But I had a guy yesterday And it was a private email. It wasn't into the show. And I sent it to programming, and they sent it to the engineers. He was really breaking it down. Let me read it for you, Doug. Here, you'll get...
Okay.
It was a kind email. It wasn't said to... morning, Tim, longtime fan, loving all the additions. In regards to the breathing heard on the show, while I enjoy the comedy it brings, it's a real thing. Honestly, I would never email you such things, but I remember you mentioning that you did appreciate it regarding the sound, i.e. producer robot voices and levels at the new station. The breathing is likely more audible with those of us that listen with AirPods or other headphones, as they tend to add clarity to the sound. Still, I assume some can hear this issue using other avenues. My opinion is that this became more evident after the recent mic adjustments, in particular with Iggy's mic. Of course, this is in no way something Iggy is doing right or wrong. I've just noticed it's become more of a subject slash joke on the show. The quick of it is that Iggy's mic... Do you like that, Doug? The quick of it.
I don't mind it.
The quick of it is that Iggy's mic alone sounds like he is doing ASMR unintentionally, which the irony of doing so is amazing. I'm able to hear almost every time he takes a drink, when he swallows, every smack of his lips, breathing, etc. It is subtle and akin to ASMR sounds.
Now maybe I got a new profession.
You could charge for this, some of the noises.
I am fully aware how asinine this sentence sounds. It is unfortunately the case. My assessment from afar is that there is some threshold or compression, general audio engineering effects that have been adjusted to add volume to Iggy's mic, regardless of his distance to the mic.
True.
Thus, boosting quiet sounds. That said, it wouldn't bother me one bit if nothing changed, just mentioning, as you have said, that you appreciated it. Again, been a fan since the grind days and wish you and the team nothing but success. I'll continue to support the show. That was a very kind email.
Yep.
So maybe it changed when they adjusted the podcast levels?
No.
I don't know.
So I can answer.
Wow, Jackson, Doug.
All right.
So Iggy's mic was, for whatever reason, coming out low. So they boosted it, come out a little hotter, and that's probably why it's picking up more, you know, lip smacking or coffee sipping, which is kind of the breaks, you know. It's either Iggy's real low or you're kind of hearing a little bit more than other folks would.
So the answer is that's just the breaks?
Them's the breaks.
I don't know what else to say, but, I mean, we were getting a lot of complaints that Iggy sounded really low, which is a problem because if you're turning up Iggy and then it sounds really loud when other people talk, that's not good.
Yeah.
If you're hearing some coffee sipping, that's better. But, I mean, we can work on some ways to maybe some mic foam would do.
Oh, you want some mic foam?
I think it's worth a shot.
I think maybe foam might do well. But
maybe,
then you can't really use the sock.
You fix, they're still going to say they hear it. So
you know, I was listening to one of the Ringer's podcasts, The Rewatchables, which I really enjoy with Bill Simmons, and they forgot to turn one of the guys' mic on for a two-hour podcast.
Mm.
So it kind of sounded like the Riz interview from years gone by, and it just made me smile that even the podfather himself, Bill Simmons, can mess up every once in a while.
Podfather, Doug.
Yeah. I guess we could put maybe three or four of these socks on the mic. Maybe that would help. In the absence of
Iggy has a sock on his.
I know. Maybe we put two or three more on there.
You need some more socks, bro?
No, I'm fine.
Socks aren't sexy.
I got my purple ones.
Oh, we're tube socks.
It's the deep breathing and the
nervousness
that have people upset.
Maybe I'll do an NPR show. Joining me today on NPR is going to be Susan Johnson. She wrote the book.
Johnny's wife.
Why wouldn't you have Johnny Johnson on NPR?
She wrote the best-selling book, Chicken Noodle Soup for the Soul. She's got a sequel out, Beef Barley for the Heart.
Oh,
it's coming up today at 2:30 on Fresh Air with Terry Grosch. Right now, an interview I did with Liam Neeson back in 2004, talking about Taken. Back after this.
Boy, that was really good. Yeah. I used to listen to, not by choice, but I listened to a lot of NPR as a child, and that was...
Clip that off.
That was...
this when you were being punished?
No. So twice a week after elementary school, public elementary school would do, I would go to Hebrew school, and on the way there, the person who drove me would always listen to NPR, and I was like, God, this is brutal.
Hebrew school sounds...
Is that shul you had to go to? What do they call it?
Hebrew school.
I know, but isn't there another name that's close to it?
I didn't call it anything but Hebrew school. It was like, hey, I know you just went to school for two hours more.
You had to do that every day?
No, Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Mm. Is that a kibbutz?
No.
That's where Stacy Nelkin went in Springfield, Missouri.
Well,
that's like a farm.
Her daughter went.
Shul is what that was called.
I don't know.
Guys, I'm a 17 and I could shoot an 85 from the whites at Gateway. Freddie Freeman is a hashtag fraud, just like the blimp boy. That is from Steve Klein's Dirty Hat.
No, you couldn't shoot 85.
Yeah, if you're 17, 85 would be a really good day.
Yeah.
Guys, Iggy talks low and soft, so potential victims have to get in closer to hear him. The heavy breathing that follows a natural emission from him as he gets excited, stuffing them in his trunk. That's from Justin in Columbia, who just decided to strike.
Come on, buddy, you're better than that. That was kind of weak. No, I just breathe when I talk, sorry.
You don't even own an ether rag, do you?
No, I don't.
I think you have a future at NPR, though, based on what we heard.
I was very impressed with that. It was very good, sir.
Thank you. You could go a couple hours talking that low?
If I had to.
Probably.
It would depend on the guest, too.
I mean, you've done everything else in this business. Why couldn't you do that?
I'm sure I could, but I'm happy where I'm at. Okay. If NPR called tomorrow and said we need you to take over for Terry Gross and Fresh Air.
Who's Terry Gross?
I would say no. She's been around for a while. She's very talented. She does most of the interviews. Her show is called Fresh Air, and she does a lot of celebrity interviews, kind of like me. Except hers that you've heard of before.
Doug, if you have visibility to your company or place of business's commercial fire alarm panel and system, please email EDF at fire@edf-rg.com, and they'll have a technician come out and provide a free evaluation of your system and offer the most competitive contract pricing in the market. You can also check them out anytime at edf-rg.com, the official commercial fixes and solutions provider of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. EDF is Missouri and Illinois preferred full-service vendor for licensed and certified professional servicing, monitoring, and testing for fire alarm services and systems, fire suppression systems, fire alarm system monitoring services, tenant improvements in construction, security access and monitoring service. It's Engineered Design Facilities, EDF, the sponsor of our text inbox here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Send your emails in 45 minutes on the captain's log. We have our design, air, heating, and cooling email today, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. Send yours in and compete with all the greats, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. We are at 9:02 in St. Louis. We'll take a commercial break. Come back with more of the Ryan Kelly Morning After.